Blog Talk Radio.
Is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And then if you'd like to hear, give a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, today's topic, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Again, it's Friday, y'all. Let's do it right. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And again, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And right now it's 55 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 66. Low tonight of 40, sunshine tomorrow, high 70, low 45, Sunday, partly cloudy, 76, low 53, and then on Monday, 79, low 57. And so we're starting to ease on into the springtime, guys. You can see these temperatures kind of going up and down and up and down, but they pushing up and up and up during the afternoon, so you know what's coming in Georgia. Looks like weather's going to be good all the way until Wednesday. Wednesday, we're looking for a little bit of rain. Okay? Now, today's word of the day is parlous. Parlous. P-A-R-L-O-U-S. Parlous is an adjective, and it means full of danger or risk. Full of danger or risk. Motorcycles are parlous. Are parlous. They're full of danger, and they're full of risk, too. But, you know, I say that because I had a friend of mine who graduated high school with me that was killed recently, motorcycle accident. But actually, you know, it wasn't like he was reckless or anything like that. It's just that he and his wife were riding, and another friend, they were riding to Florida, and they stopped on the highway in Florida on the side of the road. And you probably seen these some of these motorcycle guys who ride in these big clubs, or they have, you know, a few partners with them. They'll stop on the side of the road, you know, have a smoke break or pee, whatever they do. Okay, on the side of the road. I've seen them many a times. When it rains, they stop under these bridges and try to wait for the rain to calm down. But so they were on the side of the road in the emergency lane, off the road in the emergency lane, taking a break, I guess. And this young 23-year-old in a Ford pickup truck drove off the road and smashed into him. Okay, killed him, put his wife in serious condition. His other friend escaped with minor injuries. He was able to leave the hospital the same day. My classmate from high school, he died there on the scene. So, you know, that's why I say, you know, the motorcycles, you know, I don't know, man. It's just hard to, you know, it's hard to deal with, you know. And you know, you see all these Facebook posts about him and stuff like that. And it's, I know it's tough on his family, tough on people all around him. So, you know, I just tell people, and the guys that I know that ride, I got one of my best friends ride as well. He's got a big Harley, and you know, I rode. I had a motorcycle. That was in high school. You know, my mom bought me a brand new motorcycle one Christmas, and I rode that thing all over town and everywhere I went. You know, and then one day I dropped it. Okay, yeah, I was on this road and I hit an oil slick. I guess, you know, you see the black stripe in the middle of the road where cars are leaking oil and stuff like that when they're driving. So I was coming around the curb, and the bike slipped, came off from under me, and I fell on it. And I tore it up, not too bad, but pretty bad. So I got a friend to come pick me up in his truck, and we put it on the truck. I took it home, and I told my mom, and I'm telling y'all this story for a reason. I told my mom that I didn't want it anymore. I put it out in the backyard, and I'm like, I don't want that thing anymore. I fell on it, and I felt bad. So as time went on and I was riding the bicycle, I started saying, man, I gotta get back on my bike. So I got the money and started to get parts and fixed it so that I could ride it again. and I started riding again. And I really don't know whatever happened to that motorcycle after I put it down and stopped riding it, but it ended up in my yard, in my mom's storage building in her yard for years and years. But, you know, like I said, I like motorcycles. I used to ride one. I had fun with it, but, one of my friends lost his life, and it was due to the motorcycle ride. But, hey, if you guys ride motorcycles, all I have to say is be super, super careful. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. Let's talk. I see I got a house full of people today. I appreciate you guys listening in, those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Now, there are people listening in on Facebook and Twitter, and I appreciate you guys, and keep on listening. Today's Friday, and today's show, I usually do Free Fall Friday where you can call in and talk about whatever you want, but today we're going to do fathers who refuse to be absent from their kids' lives. And I just want to discuss the reasons that some dads stay around no matter what. And then there are those dads that take off for the simple fact that they're cowards. And I call them cowards because, you know, you did everything in your power to be a father. And the reason I say that is because if you didn't want to be a father, you didn't use protection when you were, you know, when you were with the mother of your child, you didn't use protection. So what did you think was going to happen? Okay. What did you think was going to happen? And I say this because I know that, you know, there are some younger guys and girls listening to the show. And I want you guys to be absolutely certain that you're ready for a kid. You guys need to talk that out with each other. Understand what's involved, okay? Because most people don't understand what's involved with having a kid. And I know sometimes things happen. We all make mistakes, right? But these mistakes of having kids, there's a 99.9% chance that you can avoid this mistake, which is a great chance that you can avoid this mistake if you use and wear protection. And I'm talking to the guys because I'm talking from a male perspective, a male's point of view. And my point of view is that if you don't want kids, then use protection. If you want kids, then don't use protection. Okay? Because, you know, and that's as simple as it gets. Right? If you want kids, use protection. I mean, if you don't want kids, use protection. If you want kids, don't use protection. If you guys want kids, don't use protection. And guess what? You're going to have a kid. She's going to get pregnant. Okay? Unless something's going on with you or going on with her, she's going to get pregnant. You know, people act like they don't know how this happens. They don't know how'd you get pregnant, girl? Man, come on. Come on. And then I commend those guys who stay there, take care of their kids, have a job, take care of their kids, do all the things that they need to do to raise that kid. I commend you guys because I didn't have that when I grew up. I didn't have my dad there when I grew up. Okay. My dad left and my mom got a divorce from him when I was like 3-4 years old. He went to California and I didn't see him for years until he came back home. And guess what? We lived in a house right across the street from my grandmother, which was his mother, and I didn't see him. How do you explain that? But I didn't feel resentful towards him because my mom never talked bad about him, anything like that. She never said a bad thing about him. She just said that, you know, that was his way of not being around. I don't know. I never really asked him why. I never even asked him why he didn't come around, why he didn't come see me, why he didn't call me. Why? I never did ask, but because of my feelings towards him, I always said to myself growing up that I'd never walk out on my kids like my dad walked out on me. That was something I always stood on, and I never backed down from that. Because my wife and I made a decision to have kids. I had kids, and it's my responsibility to take care of them till they're able to take care of themselves. See, that's the whole deal. Someone took care of you. Your mom and dad took care of you when you were growing up, from a baby till some people 30, 40 years old. But I'm just saying that if you didn't have a dad, if you grew up fatherless, where he wasn't there, he wasn't dead and gone. He just wasn't there, didn't come around. That was my dad. And then he came back to town, kind of started coming around when I was maybe a junior in high school. Okay. I was at one of the top basketball players in the city at that time, and had a few newspaper articles and stuff like that, and he used to read, and he started coming around. I don't know what he thought at that time, but he started coming around. I remember I was in the Clark Central newspaper, the Athens Clark Central newspaper, and it was a small article in there about me. We went to Clark Central near Athens and played Clark Central High School. That was way back in the day, and we beat them that night. We came out that night we beat them in overtime that night. And I think I hit the last 6-7 points of the game, all from the free throw line, because they were fouling at the end of the game. And no one else had the ball at the end of the game but me. That's the way the coach said it, right? You see these games and you have all have some of these guys who you want to have the ball at the end of the game because you know they're fouling, and if they foul, he's got a great free throw shooting percentage. And that's what I did. So I was in the paper for that from that night. And so my dad started coming around wanting to go to my games and stuff like that, but he never came to any games. You know, for me and for you guys out there who listening to the show and have kids, if your kids are into anything, I don't care if it's gymnastics or playing in the band, playing football, baseball, basketball, whatever they're doing, try to support them. I'm not talking about, you know, well, I'm talking about giving them money and making sure that they have the equipment that they need, you know, shoes, socks, that kind of stuff. Or you have to buy cheerleading uniforms, whatever it is. I know you have to do that. I know you do that. But the next step, the next big step, is to be there. You don't have to, you may not go to every game, but make it to the games that you can make it to. Even if you have something else to do, go there, you know, spend 15 minutes there, make sure they see you there, and then let them know that you came, you wanted to support, but you got something else to do, and you go handle your business. But that's also business as well. Going to see your kid, man. Even if you're divorced from your wife, and or you're divorced from their mom, or you separated from their mom, or maybe you guys never got married and you're not together. All I'm saying is you can still stay in touch. You can still go to the games and watch. She may be there with some other man she's dating now. But it's a lot of seats in that place. You don't have to. You can sit way across the other side of the stadium from them if you want. But be there. Be there, man. These deadbeat guys who don't take care of their kids, not in their kids' lives, then walked away from their kids. Man, that's devastating to kids. It wasn't devastating to me because, you know, I had a granddad around. I had an uncle around. I even had my grandma, you know, and all of them feel that void of my dad not being there. So I never even felt it. But as I got older and got wiser, I understand now. I don't know why he did it, but I understand that he wasn't there, and I understand that there are a lot of people out there who may be going through, went through, or, you know, it may happen to you in the future. Dad leaving. Don't care. Don't call. Don't say nothing. Birthdays, Christmases, everything just go by year after year. It's your job as a dad to take care of your kids. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And if you are taking care of your kid, like I said, my hat's off to you. Because none of this is easy. And it consistently costs money. You know, and you know, a lot of people say, well, Frank, you know, sometimes it's different circumstances for people. I understand that, but what circumstances do you have for not picking up the phone and saying hello to your kid? Or what circumstances do you have for not sending your kid a birthday card? You know what their birthday is. Send them a card. Say, hey, I'm in California. I knew it was your birthday. I wanted to send you a card and tell you happy birthday. Man, that'll go a hell of a long ways. But some of these guys out there hiding from the baby, the mother of their baby, hiding from their baby. I tell you, if you hide long enough, they'll find you. Some kids take off and start looking for you, and they'll find you. And then when they find you, sometimes you don't want to hear what they got to say because it's not good. Dad, why'd you go? Dad, why'd you leave me? Dad, why'd you leave Mom? Dad, why'd you? And that's what you get. But my thing is to hang on to your kids, try to keep your family together as best you can. I understand that grown-ups can't live together for years and years and years. I understand that. Some people aren't meant to be married. Some people aren't meant to get married. But when you do, do your best to hold on to that. So that when if something does happen and you can't take it anymore and you leave, you have to say, man, I did everything in my power to keep that relationship together. But it just wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. So things like that happen, man. And I've told you guys maybe 500 times. There are some things that I know a lot about, and there are some things I don't know a whole lot about. But I tell you, I know a lot about a little, and I know a little about a lot. And I know a lot about this. I know a lot about absent fathers. I lived it for years. You know, my dad died 2 weeks before my wedding. 2 weeks before my wedding, I had gotten him a tuxedo, everything. My dad. He had a massive heart attack 2 weeks before my wedding. I told my mom, I'm gonna call off the wedding. We're going to postpone it. Just dealing with this. But, you know, I didn't have that type of relationship with my dad that it had me at that distraught. If it had been my mom, oh, man, I probably wouldn't have got married for another year. But it was my dad. Had love for him, but he just wasn't in my life. So my mom said, why don't you go ahead and go through with your wedding? Because that's what he would have wanted you to do, is go ahead and go through your wedding. Deal with it. And I did. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. But, you know, the heartbreaking thing for your kids is for you as a dad to walk out on. Believe that, guys. That is heartbreaking to your kid. Heartbreaking to your kid. And I know you love your kids and you don't want to see them heartbroken. You don't want to go, you know, you don't want them to go through any kind of pain. Okay? Any kind of pain. So don't you inflict pain on them by leaving. Don't do it. I'm telling you, the best way to do it is that if you don't want kids, protect yourself. Wear protection. If you do want kids, don't wear protection. Have a kid. Stay in that kid's life. Take care of them and help them to grow up and be great people. Help them to grow up and have a family. Help them to grow up because you taught them that I'm a dad, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to be with you. Then your son going to grow up and he going to be a dad, he going to stay there with his kids because he learned that from you. Come on, man, this ain't hard. And it's even more effective on girls, on females. Man, to have your dad around is just, you can't match that for a female, a girl to have their dad around. You just can't match that. Back when we had these this storm where this tornado came through and tore down a few, you know, tore up a neighborhood or so in a couple of different areas around Atlanta. That night, I was working. But you know what my girls told me? Dad, I wish you were home with this kind of weather. And that was, you know, that was touching for me. But I wasn't there. I was at work. But I'm at work because I'm trying to provide, trying to keep a roof over their head, food on the table, bills paid, all this stuff. That's why I'm at work. But, and that's my job, is to take care of them because I wanted to have kids. And I didn't want to treat my kids the way my dad treated me. So I'll never walk away from them. I may not be with their mom for the rest of the, for forever. But I'll, you know, even if I'm not with her, I'm going to still come around and see my kids. I'm going to still do for my kids. That's not going to change. And that shouldn't change with you guys. Hey guys, I'm going to shut down the show now. I got a million things I'm trying to do here at the house today. So I'm trying to get out and get into that stuff and see what happens. I'm doing some work at the house. And so I need to go to the Home Depot and get some stuff and get going. So, but I'll be here taking it easy pretty much all day. And then tonight we got the women Final Four tonight. It's all number one seeds in the tournament tonight. All number one seeds survived their brackets throughout the tournament within the girls finals. So, but the boys, y'all know the men, they a few number ones fell out of that already. But they work and they play tomorrow night. Okay? And but the girls play, the women play tonight. I think Connecticut plays Notre Dame, and I think Louisville plays Mississippi State, maybe something like that. I think I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm not sure what time the games start tonight. Probably 7:30 or whatever. But I'll be glued on that TV tonight for those 4 or 5 hours with back-to-back games. Man, I'm going to be glued to that TV tonight because these are excellent games, excellent teams. If you've seen these girls play, that Louisville team, that girl number 25, Asia Durr or something like that, she's from right here where I live. She's from Douglasville. Now, she didn't go to one of the county high schools out here. But she's from Douglasville. She went to one of the private schools, I think St. Pius or something like that. But she's a great player. So keep an eye on her tonight. And then you know, Connecticut, UConn, undefeated this year. They blew out South Carolina by 30-something points the last game. So they're riding. They're sitting pretty steady right here. I think they're going to beat Notre Dame, and I think that Mississippi State going to beat Louisville tonight. So those are my picks, and so it'll be Mississippi State and UConn in the finals for the national championship. And you know, last year Mississippi State knocked UConn out on a buzzer beater. Last year, and they went on and lost to South Carolina in the championship. But Mississippi State has a great team as well. They got a big girl in the middle that's like 6'7", and she isn't just all agile and a great at, you know, great athletic ability. She just big. She's just bigger than everybody else on the floor. And she just, you know, if she sticks her hand up or jumps a little bit, she changes everyone's shot. So anyway, and then the men tomorrow. You got Villanova. Who else? You got Villanova, Loyola Chicago, I think Michigan, and I'm not sure that third team. I'm drawing a blank here. But anyway, that's going to be the men's game tomorrow. So we got a lot of action over the next couple of days. So next 4 days, actually. Final four tonight, women's. Final four tomorrow, men. National championship Sunday, women. National championship Monday for the men. So the next 4 days are going to be gigantic. So you guys hang in there. Get you some rest so you can watch these games and take care. Hey, guys, it's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. It's Friday. It's the weekend, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families, man. Don't be an absent father. We'll see you.
This is how we do it.
Records and we're making the dance. Oh, I'm buzzing for fun.